Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Monday morning, the last full day of winter. And we were talking in the last hour about the story we have at WBSM.com and on the app. The news that we were able to break, well, actually, Ward 3 Councilor Sean Oliver broke the news Saturday. And he actually, I want to give him credit, he tipped me off. And then I went down and took some photos and video and tried to find out all that I could, but there is a new store coming to New Bedford. It is moving. And so people are excited about the fact that Ollie's Bargain Outlet is coming to New Bedford. And if you've ever been to Ollie's, there's one in Seekonk. There's one in Plymouth. But there are Ollie's all over the country. And so if you've ever been to one, you can understand why people are excited about it coming here. But also people are excited to see new life in the Fieldstone Marketplace. To see a store coming in as opposed to departing. To see the Shaw's building, which I believe has been closed since 2011, finally having someone moving into that building. And from what we understand, it's not just going to be Ollie's. Restaurant Depot is coming in as well. There are some other businesses that are looking to move into that plaza. And what is causing this? Well, part of it could be the arrival of the commuter rail train and the fact that there will be a commuter rail station there. I got statements from Councillor Oliver, from Ward 1 Councillor Leo Chiquette, who I guess this is technically in his ward. And I got a statement from Councillor at Large Ian Abreu because of his time working with the One South Coast Chamber and you know, working in the business world being his day job. Well, what? I mean, he still is in business for his day job, but now he's just in business for himself with Silmo Syrups. But, you know, he has that business development background. So I spoke with all of them and got statements from them, and all three of them mentioned, you know, the train coming here is paying dividends here with businesses wanting to come in. Now, that's a great plaza to put something like an Ollie's because you've already got people coming to that plaza, to that area, because they're looking to save some money. You have a Family Dollar there. And in the plaza right behind it, you have Ocean State Job Lot. You have Savers and other stores in there that sell things at a discount. So it's a good spot to go in if you are targeting the people of Greater New Bedford that love to save money. And certainly for a chain that came into New England a few years ago and said, you know what? and they had 400 and something stores, or maybe it was 300 and something stores when they came to first came to New England, you know, in other parts of the country. But when they came here, they moved into a lot of empty Building 19 locations, which at that point had only been empty for 3 or 4 years. And they embraced the Building 19 heritage. They called their stores Ollie's at Building 19, and they eventually bought the trademarks and used the tagline, good stuff cheap. They'd already been using Ollie Rosenberg, one of their founders, as their caricature mascot, their cartoon mascot, just like Building 19 did with Jerry Ellis. Their circulars are very similar in appearance. So you've got that heritage, even though there is no direct relation. But I'm going to explore that. I'm going to find out from Ollie's and get the whole story for you. But, you know, generally, it's the same idea, though, of getting good stuff cheap. By the way, I was just talking with the crew from Fun 107 during the news break there as I was coming back from refilling my coffee. And we were talking about Building 19. And Gazelle was saying how his grandmother went there just for the free coffee. Now, she wasn't really interested in buying stuff, but she would just stop in and get a free cup of coffee. And I know a lot of people that did that. When you were out, oh, let me stop by Building 19 and get a cup of coffee. But I also remember, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe this is one of those Mandela effect things, but I seem to remember, wasn't there a time when you could also get a hot dog at Building 19? Didn't they have hot dogs on a roller, and you could get yourself a hot dog, and I think they were like 50 cents. If anybody else remembers that, call in, let me know, 508-996-0500. Or send me an app chat message on the WBSM app and tell me I'm not crazy, that I'm not misremembering that you could get a hot dog at Building 19. I don't know that I remember that at all of the Building 19s, because I went to a lot of them. I lived in a lot of different places, and also my family went out every Sunday, and we either went to a flea market or we went shopping, or if my dad, you know, worked at a flea market, we'd be there all day because he used to have a table at a flea markets. And so we were always going to, you know, bargain places, and we hit up all the Building 19s. When I lived in Plymouth, we would go to the one in Hingham regularly, which was one of the flagship stores. In fact, if we were going on vacation, which was us getting into a car and driving to New Jersey or Maine or New Hampshire or whatever, we would always go to Building 19 first, and we would get coloring books and storybooks and games and things to keep us busy while we were in the car. And it was one of my favorite things. Loved going to Building 19 and getting books. That was the big draw for me every time I went. Even when I was older and I was an adult and I had my own money, I would go there and just look for books. So that was what drew me in. But I knew when I moved out for the first time and I lived on my own, I wanted to get an area rug to put down in my living room. Where did I go? Building 19. Looking for furniture? Where did I go? Building 19. So it was always my first stop to get things. When I moved out and I needed tools, I didn't have any tools in my house, went to Building 19. So it was a savior for somebody that was looking to save. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM. Oh, this caller's having trouble. They keep calling and it keeps dropping off. So I don't know. Maybe you need to restart your phone if you're calling on a cell phone. I'm not sure. So people are asking, what can you expect from Ollie's? And we're going to get into that. Let me see if this caller's phone is working now. No? Okay. I'm not going to answer it if you can't stay on the line there. I don't know what's going on. So the latest Ollie's flyer that you can check out on their website, which is Ollie's, OLLIES.US, Right, I'm going to leave that on hold for a minute and see if you stay on before I go to the phone. Nope. See, dropped off again. So this is the latest flyer that starts for Wednesday, March 13th. And I'm just going to give you some of the things that they have. So you can get a package of Peeps for $1 for filling up the Easter baskets. You know, the Peeps, the marshmallow Peeps, $1. Black Rifle Coffee Company, the individual coffee drinks, you're going to go out and you're going to spend, you know, $3-4 a can for those if you're buying those from a Cumberland Farms or something. They're selling them in, I can't see how many are in the package there, a 12-pack for $3.99. So 34 cents a can. This caller just keeps calling. Just stop calling. Your phone is not working. $3.99 for a 12-pack of Black Rifle Coffee. Now, do your kids drink Prime, that flavored water energy drink from Logan Paul? All the kids are all about the Prime. I've had it. It's okay. It's pretty sweet. It's a little too sweet for me. But Prime, you know, when you go out to the store, if you're lucky, you might get Prime 2 for $5. They're selling a 24-pack for $19.99. So you are getting a crazy deal there. Just taking a look at some other things. Ninja Neverstick Foodie Grill Pan, $14.99. You want to get a Wilson NBA basketball, $7.99. A gaming chair, which you know can cost up to $200 at some of the other places, $69.99. So you're getting huge discounts on some of these items. I'm just taking a look at some of these other things. A body scan massager to put on a chair, $59.99. Hanes Beefy Tees, $3.99. Women's Under Armour Short Sleeve Henley, $12.99. And of course, they have area rugs, braided rugs, towels, blinds, all the things you'd expect to find at a Building 19. Starting lineup figures. Anybody that's ever collected starting lineup figures, you know those things go for like $19.99, $29.99. They're expensive these days. For those figures of the basketball players, $7.99 each. WWE retro figures, which are like these 90s style version of like some of the newer wrestlers. All the kids are collecting them. Those are on sale, $3.99 each. Normally they're anywhere between $12 and $15 in the stores. Nerf Roblox Shark Right Mega Blaster, $9.99. Books, $4.99. A table and chair set for the patio, $149.95. Just taking a look at just some of these items here. Twin mattress, $219. Full size, $279.99. Queen size, $299.99. And this is a cool gel mattress. With an aloe vera cover, if that matters to you. So these are just some of the deals I'm picking out from the current flyer from Ollie's. So this is the kind of stuff that you can expect. It's not knockoff stuff. It's not, you know, when you go into like a Dollar Tree or a Family Dollar, you know that you can get some of the things are name brand, but some of them are kind of off brand. This isn't that. This is name brand stuff. They just buy closeouts. They buy things that, you know, product that has been moving because people don't want to pay that price for it. That's what you can expect from Ollie's. So it looks like it's going to be the perfect store for an area that is full of people that are thrifty, that love to save money. But the important thing is it's going to bring new life into that plaza, which really hasn't had any reason for anybody to go into it in a long time. I know people go to the back, they go to the gym, they might go to Family Dollar, but for the most part, there's never any cars in the front of the Fieldstone Marketplace. When I went there Saturday to take photos and video of them putting up the Ollie sign, there was nobody around. All the action was down below at the next plaza. But I think that'll change. I think you'll see more. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I've got to take a quick break. Caller, your phone still isn't working. We'll be back in just a few moments. If you're on a low budget, then a place like Ollie's is where you're going to want to shop. And that's the kind of business that wants to come into an area like New Bedford. We're going to get into in a little while some of the stores that people are asking for and why you're not going to see them come to New Bedford. We'll get into all of that more. You know what I'm talking about. Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, all the ones that you keep putting in there and saying that you wish it was that. It's not going to be that. But we'll get into that. Also, I think I figured it out. Who is trying to call in. So, Gilly, it seems like your phone is having some issues. I saw that you were trying to call my office line, too, and it wasn't working there either. So I think your phone is having some trouble there. What are you doing this Saturday? Because WBSM is teaming up with the United Way of Greater New Bedford to make sure school kids won't go hungry during the upcoming vacation week with our annual Spring Hunger Heroes food drop. It's happening this Saturday, March 23rd, from 10 a.m. to noon, outside of Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall. The WBSM team and folks from the United Way and the folks from Fund 107 as well will be there collecting food items to help keep kids fed. You don't even need to get out of your car. You just pull up and the volunteers will take the items from you and you can be on your way. And if you don't have anything to donate, that's okay too, because Aldi will have all the items we're looking for right by the register for you to grab them and drop them off. And if you can't make it on Saturday, you can always donate by visiting the Hunger Heroes page on Amazon. So what are we looking for? We're looking for things that are snack food, lunch foods for when kids are home on school vacation. Things like macaroni and cheese, peanut butter, jelly, granola bars, cereal, fruit cups. You get the idea. You can see a complete list of all the items at unitedwayofgnb.org. So come on by and donate Saturday, March 23rd. That's this Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon in the parking lot of Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall for our Hunger Heroes food drop. And thanks to our sponsors, First Citizens Federal Credit Union, IZ Schwartz, Carefree Homes, and Mediterranean Fine Foods, the producers of Amaral Sausage. So looking forward to getting out there and meeting everybody, seeing everybody on Saturday morning from 10 to noon outside of Aldi. Make that drop off super easy. You pull up, we walk over to your car, you tell us where it is, we take it out. It's that easy. And if you have to go out and do your Saturday morning shopping anyway, you might as well go out to Aldi, do all your shopping there. Grab the items that we're looking for right by the register and drop them off. All right, it is time now to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day with Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Benjamin Netanyahu reacts to Chuck Schumer's criticism. North Korea fires more missiles, and an animated film tops the box office.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Israeli Prime Minister is speaking out against Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's criticism of the Israeli government. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the majority of Israelis support the country's approach to the war against Hamas.
If Senator Schumer opposes these policies, he's not opposing me, he's opposing the people of Israel.
Netanyahu added that it's totally inappropriate for Schumer to call for a replacement of Israeli leadership. Schumer last week called Netanyahu an obstacle to peace as the civilian death toll in Gaza continues to rise. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is asking, how much more do Americans have to see before they reject Donald Trump for president?
Praising Hitler, praising the Russians, honestly, I mean, condemning our soldiers for losing or dying in war. You wouldn't even allow him in your house, much less in the White House.
That's the question she raised during an interview with CNN State of the Union on Sunday, adding that there's something wrong here. Her comments come after Trump, during a rally in Ohio, said it would be a, quote, bloodbath for U.S. auto industry and the country if he's not elected president in November. Five states will hold their presidential primaries on Tuesday. Scott Carr with more.
Candidates Donald Trump and President Joe Biden both already have enough delegates to clinch their party's respective nominations, but will be looking to increase their numbers of delegates in Kansas, Arizona, and Florida. Ohio and Illinois will also be holding their state and congressional primaries. Reports say President Biden may also be competing with some uncommitted voters who may cast protest votes against U.S. military aid to Israel. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
North Korea is lobbing more missiles into the sea. South Korea's military reports the missile was fired Monday morning local time. Japan's Coast Guard also confirmed the launch and announced the missile had fallen. The missile launch also coincided with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to South Korea. Blinken was attending a conference on advancing democracy held by President Yoon Suk-yeol. Marriage rates in the U.S. are back to pre-pandemic levels. New government data shows there were just over 2 million marriages in the U.S. in 2022, roughly 6.2 marriages per 1,000 people. That's the highest level since 2018. Marriage rates dropped when COVID hit, and in 2020, there were only 1.6 million marriages nationwide. And Poe the Dragon Warrior's toughest opponent may actually be a science fiction movie. Kung Fu Panda 4 edged out Dune Part 2 by less than $1 million for the top spot in the weekend box office. Kung Fu Panda 4 took in an estimated $30 million in its second week in theaters, while Dune Part 2 brought home $29.1 million in its third week. The Mark Wahlberg film Arthur the King opened in third place with $7.5 million.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The New Bedford Half Marathon brought thousands to the city on St. Patrick's Day. 26-year-old Grant O'Connor of Connecticut came in first at 1 hour, 4 minutes, 43 seconds. Anna Oser of Brookline was the top female finisher, 1 hour, 13 minutes, and 40 seconds. The Celtics beat the Washington Wizards 130-104 on Sunday. They're home to play the Detroit Pistons tonight at 7:30. The Red Sox play the Minnesota Twins at spring training today at 1. And the Bruins host the Ottawa Senators at TD Garden on Tuesday.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Monday, everybody. Good to be with you this morning. Temperature around 40, cloudy skies. They will be decreasing as we head into the afternoon, giving way to mostly sunny skies. Temperature climbing into the mid-50s overnight tonight, mostly clear mid-30s. Tomorrow, we'll continue to enjoy plenty of sunshine in the mid-40s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And we have the phone lines open at 508-996-0500. Carlos, it looked like you were trying to call in. I apologize if I disconnected you. I was just making sure that the phone, I was trying to like reboot the phone during the news to make sure that it wasn't a problem on our end. So I think I might have knocked you off. So apologies for that if you want to call on back. But we do have the phones working, it appears, so it's not our issue. 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We are talking about Ollie's and it coming into New Bedford, and we'll get into in a few moments some of the stories people keep asking for and why we think that they won't be coming to New Bedford. But right now, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Lamone. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. So I finally talked to Dave, and he said he had tried to get in contact with you a couple months back. He said he didn't know what happened. He didn't call him back. But him and his kids went to go see Springsteen a couple months back. So he was trying to find out about getting tickets. He wanted to get in contact with me to see if I was going to get tickets for him out here. And so, but he would go see him. So that saved me some money. So that was a good thing. So I was thinking, like, I heard them on the news talk about Kim Jong-un. Mm-hmm. And it's like, now, I remember, so I knew him back before his father died. His father was still alive. I didn't know that that was his dad, the grand leader. I didn't know that was his dad. I knew that he had diplomatic immunity for a lot of things. But so when we used to play, that's why he liked Dennis Rodman. When we used to play basketball, his thing, you know, he would try to go in, but he would shoot from the outside, you know. And when he get a couple baskets on, I said, "Un is on." I would say that, you know, like the heat is on. "Un is on." So that was his name. So he threw a lot of three shot baskets, you know. He missed a few, but I like seeing the person, you know, doing good. And so there was a time that he wasn't that person that everybody sees now. I think that I think a lot of it is, you know, how there's only 27 different kind of hairstyles. No, I think it's 27 different hairstyles a person could have in North Korea, and for men and women. And it's like, so this, they don't want you to look like him. There's too many people that they make fun of him, but then also they don't like Winnie the Pooh. They think he looks like Winnie the Pooh. And it's like, I think Winnie the Pooh is adorable. I wouldn't say that about him, but the person lived before was a nice guy. But to me, in my eyes, it's like, it's a shame. It's a shame how the world is. It's only going to get worse, you know. And I'm thinking that everybody needs to get right. And if you don't get right, you can get left. So that's the way it's going to be. Like I said, I just want to say good morning to all of New Bedford. And you too, my little friend. How you doing, my tiny friend? Are you doing okay?
I'm doing fine. I got a question for you, Lamone. Do you guys have Ollie's bargain stores out there in Las Vegas?
No, it sounds like someone with Ollie and Laurel and Hardy. Kind of Ollie.
Yeah, like Oliver. Yep.
But is that what it's for? Or was that just another guy's name? Because I remember there was something like that back when they had Woolworths. Back when, that's how long ago it's been. There was a place called like Ollie's. It was like a but it wasn't here. It was like Laurel and Hardy kind of Ollie. It was like Ollie. Is it from that, or is it another Ollie?
No, it's Ollie. Ollie.
Because I remember these commercials talking about it, and I was like, you know, I love Laurel and Hardy, and so on. It's like, which are very underappreciated. A lot of you youngsters out there listening out there, you go and watch Laurel and Hardy, and if you get a chance, when funniest part, oh, heaven forbid, see where they're pushing the piano up. That's the name of it. Oh, you know what I'm talking about? They keep pushing piano up the staircase. It keeps coming back down.
Yeah, this is kind of the classic one, yeah.
Yeah, but I bet a lot of people don't even know who that is. I've asked kids, you know, plenty of times. Like, you know, I told you my main thing is, like, you ask somebody age of 30 or maybe 32 or under, who was Arthur Fonzarelli. People don't know who that is. I know you and I do. And
yeah,
a lot
that's
of
kind
them
of a forgotten character these days.
And I mean, geez, and I told you like how those girls came up to me. They said, "Oh, did you see what happened? We're watching." Well, it's still on the same thing. Anyways, it's like they were saying like, "Oh, did you see how the Jonas Brothers could make the blind black guy famous?" Talking about Stevie Wonder when they were saying,
"Oh,
Stevie
yeah,
Wonder.
Yeah."
It's the same thing
happened when somebody did something with Paul McCartney. I think it was Post Malone, and it was like, "Oh, it's nice that he's, you know, making this older guy relevant again." So it's like, no, that's Paul McCartney. Anyway.
I don't know that one. That's the first for me. I heard something, like I said, even still, I'm one of them. They're iconic individuals. Thank heaven we still have them. Like I said, but the point of it is, isn't that a shame how this world is coming to?
All right. I would agree in that. I got to hold you there, Lamone. You have a great day.
I'll try. You do the same, player.
All right. Take it
God
easy.
God bless everybody. Take it light, player.
And it looks like it might be Gilly trying to call in again. Same thing's happening with your phone. Same issue. But keep trying, and maybe it'll work. Anyway, I've got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Yourself. in another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile, and you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
You know, we would think playing for a state championship and winning a state championship might be a once-in-a-lifetime thing, but it wasn't for the Wareham Vikings. No, because they won back-to-back state championships. On Sunday, they defeated Bourne to become the Division IV state champs for the second straight year. Congratulations to the Wareham Vikings, and also congratulations to the Old Rochester Bulldogs on a great season. They fell short on Saturday of winning the Division III state championship, losing to Charlestown, but they still had one heck of a season. So both teams, fantastic years, and certainly something that will be a memory that will be lasting a lifetime. 508-996-0500. By the way, Mary referenced my meal earlier. I made my corned beef and cabbage in the Instant Pot. Came out perfect. Came out fantastic. Now, I did have a couple of Guinness with it, so that's probably helped fill me up more than anything. I had one while I was letting it cook. Takes about 90 minutes for the meat to cook in the Instant Pot, and then it only takes 5 minutes for the cabbage, potatoes, and carrots and anything else you're going to put in to cook after you take the meat out. But there's also the time they have to spend building up the pressure and releasing the pressure. So all in all, you can have the whole meal in about 2 hours, which is a lot faster than, you know, cooking it all day on a pot or in a crock pot. And it comes out even better, in my opinion. But of course, when I take the meat out to put the vegetables in, then I just have the meat sitting there on a plate. And it's just a huge temptation. So, yes, I go there and I pick some of the meat off, slice off some of it, and eat a little bit of it before I even have the whole meal in front of me. So if you saw the big, beautiful plate that I put on social media, just know that I only made it through about half of that. And I had leftovers. And a friend of mine was asking on social media, does anybody have any leftover corned beef and cabbage? I didn't get to have any. And I, you know what? I would have brought you some, but by the time I saw this, it was like 9:30 and I was already going to bed. So I'm sorry, but you know, I've got leftovers. I did that one year. There was somebody who had worked all day in a place where they didn't make it and was upset that they couldn't have it. So I drove to their house and I was like, here, have some of my leftovers. And for me to give up my leftover corned beef and cabbage, you know that I must like you, because otherwise I will eat that stuff all week long. I'm going to reheat some. Well, actually, tonight I got a piece of shark I bought that I want to cook up first. But I'll eat that leftovers. And then whatever's left after that, I'll turn into hash. And whatever's left after that, I'll put back into the water. I save the water that I boil it in, and I make it into like a little Irish stew. Can't go wrong. For what did I pay for everything? Less than $20. I'm going to get 4 or 5 meals out of it. That's why I love St. Patrick's Day, because I'm thrifty too. And if you are thrifty, you are going to be excited about Ollie's coming into New Bedford. But some people have their standard go-to complaint when a new store comes in. Rather than being excited that something is finally moving in to a space that has been empty for over a decade and saying, well, it's nice that something's at least coming in, you get the usual complaints. Oh, why does it have to be another junky discount store? Because that's what people want here. That's what will work here. That's what people will actually shop at and have survive here. Why can't it be a Trader Joe's? Because Trader Joe's doesn't have any interest in coming to New Bedford. If they did, they'd be here already. If they did, they would have already moved into one of these potential building or one of these new developments. What does it tell you about this area when Trader Joe's and Whole Foods had no interest in moving into the South Coast Marketplace in Fall River when that opened up? They just don't want to come here because the economics aren't here to support what they sell. The average median income around here isn't reflective of the people that would shop at their stores. It's not the demographic. the small pocket of people that would go to those stores isn't enough to support it. And somebody actually made the comment on social media, why is it going to be this store? Why wouldn't it be something that would last like a Trader Joe's? And my response was, Ollie's is going to last in New Bedford a lot longer than a Trader Joe's would have lasted. Now, who knows how long Ollie's will last, but certainly a Trader Joe's, I would have given them 2 years and said they would have been out of here. Because they would see that the money isn't there, the revenue isn't there. But they've already done those projections. That's why they don't want to come here. That's why you're not going to get a store like Hobby Lobby. Someone said that that's the store they'd like to see because there isn't enough craft and fabric and hobby stores around here. There aren't enough around here because there isn't enough interest in it. Unfortunately, if there was interest, they would be here. There's a lot of space for development. There's empty space over at the Walmart Plaza here in Fairhaven from when Job Lot moved out. That's been empty for a while. The former Regal House next to the current Job Lot is now empty. The old Benny's was empty for a while until Family Dollar moved in. There was plenty of possibilities, plenty of spots, but there wasn't interest. So lamenting every time why it can't be a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's, don't put that blame on the city. I know for a fact city councilors have lobbied those businesses to come to the city. I know for a fact developers have lobbied those businesses to come to the area. They just don't want to. Now, I could be wrong, and you could get the news today that, you know, Whole Foods is coming to New Bedford or Dartmouth or something, but I'm just saying all signs point to they don't have an interest. Now, I would have said the same thing if you asked me 3 or 4 years ago about Starbucks. So Starbucks doesn't want to come to New Bedford. I don't even know why they built one in Fall River. I can't imagine Starbucks would want to be in New Bedford, and the one in New Bedford has been very successful. And in fact, now Starbucks is coming to Fairhaven. They've had one in Wareham for a few years. So they are starting to see that maybe there is a demographic for them here. And maybe that helps change the perception of a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's or any of these other stores. But for now, just getting something in a store that's in a space that's been vacant for over a decade, that seems like a win. Whether you like what the store is or not. A business is coming and investing in the city at a time when, you know, we've been taking complaints from people about how the taxes are so high for businesses in New Bedford. Nobody wants to come here. Well, Ollie's does. So let's just be happy an empty space, a vacant spot is being filled. Even if it's a store that you will never go to. But I think once you see it, once, you know, again, I haven't been in one, but based on everything that I've been seeing and reading and what people have been telling me, my parents swear by the one in Plymouth. I think you might change your mind. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. And we are going to be going into the newsroom when we come back on the other side. More with you, 508-996-0500. But I think we can all agree that if the Dunkin's commercial didn't win the Super Bowl commercial race, it was at least one of the top commercials. And certainly it's been one of the most entertaining campaigns with some of the ones they've come out with afterwards. But yesterday at the annual St. Patrick's Day breakfast, the Dunkin's made their debut. So Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, and former Governor Jane Swift all dressed up in the Dunkin's tracksuits and declared themselves the Dunkin's. So I thought that was a pretty funny thing. That's pretty good. I know people roll their eyes at some of the stuff that happens at that St. Patrick's Day breakfast, but...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.